This is day 14, and today's devotion is titled Found in Him by Courtney Watkins. But first, let's love God in our worship today.
Over wrongs I've done, over my distress, over fears I've held, you have spoken. Over suffering, over past regret, over sin's have spoken, all these things will fall, gone once and for all, when you say,
Philippians 3, 8 and 9 says, "Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith." We all have defining moments. Those times we're faced with a choice of how to see the world, and I remember mine so vividly. I'd been married for about 4 years, and we were living in a small second-story apartment. My oldest daughter was just 14 months old, and I had recently given birth to our second child. Crazy, right? My husband worked 3 jobs just to make ends meet, and to complicate things even more, we only had 1 car. As you can imagine, small children, plus small apartment, plus financially struggling, plus limited adult interaction, equaled a challenging season of life. I felt trapped, but even more than that, I felt as if I had no purpose. I'd always worked either in ministry or a job that I felt useful in. I remember thinking to myself, what happened to me? Is this my lot in life forever? Will I only be wiping noses and changing diapers the rest of my life? But then came my defining moment. As I sat folding laundry in my living room one morning, the Lord spoke so clearly to me. He asked, "If your situation never changes, will you still love me?" That stunned me for a moment. I stopped folding the tiny baby clothes in my hands and had to seriously ponder that question. But even as I considered it, I felt something within me rise to his challenge. With tears in my eyes, I said, "Yes, Jesus, I will love you even if this situation never changes. Even if I never get to do anything else, I will still choose you every day." Isn't the Lord so sweet in how he speaks to us? He knows exactly what we need to hear that will heal the deepest places of our hearts. I didn't even know I was struggling with my identity. But when he spoke those words to me, it touched that very issue. My sense of worth and value were tied up in the things I felt I could accomplish in life when all he was wanting was for me to be found in him. 3 months later, we moved into a 3-bedroom house and we were proud owners of a second car that someone gave us because the Lord told him to. Little did I know that a simple mindset change would make way for a physical change. So many times we think our identity is tied to the amount of influence we have, when in reality it's the opposite. When we truly know who we are, then our influence will be a natural outflow of that identity. He cares more about our hearts than he does about what we do for him. At the end of the day, it's all about how well we love him and his people. Let's pray. Father, we put our hope and our trust in you. We thank you that you love us and care for us more than we can fully understand. Lord, we ask you to root out areas of our life where we have put identity and performance in the place of the love that you have for us. Help us to see ourselves the way that you see us and to love you, Jesus, fully and unconditionally. In your mighty name, amen. Today's scripture for memory is 1 Peter 2:9. "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." 1 Peter 2, verse 9. Let's say that again. "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. Let's say that one more time. "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." 1 Peter 2 and verse 9. All right, great job. Let's go out in confidence today, knowing that God loves us.